And folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo at the Brazelton Civic Center. I have with me an interior designer, Jamie Ingram.
Yes.
J.I. Designs.
That's J.I. It?
Yes. Now, I was giving you a hard time earlier. Thank goodness your name is Jamie Ingram.
Yes.
Being it's J.I. Designs. That would get awkward.
Yeah.
Is that a married name?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because what happens if that was your single initial?
No, it is my married name,
like,
yes.
Jamie Smith. Maybe it was J.S. Designs, well, no, and now she changed it.
She would have to marry somebody who had a last name with the same initial.
Yeah.
Wow.
Funny story, I started it right in the middle of being engaged, so I technically still had my maiden name, and I was like, should I just go ahead and go forward? And
wow.
So I did.
That's the confidence that you have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Now, that's true love, Mike. That is true. The woman was willing to put it all on the line,
yes,
the name of her company.
Yes.
We all wish we had that kind of commitment. Don't even answer that, Mike. Don't even answer
that. No, I'm just thinking, what does he do? And, you know, he needs to make his company's name.
Uh-huh, which he does. Ingram Brothers Landscaping. So he does the exteriors, I do the interiors. So.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Is awesome. But you are an interior designer.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Not just a decorator. You design it.
Yes. There's a lot more into the design work versus just decorating. I help with the renovations for kitchen and baths, remodeling.
Layout of
layout.
The room.
Mm-hmm.
Not just make it pretty,
no,
but functional.
Yes. Pretty and functional.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what is your background? You're obviously good at it.
Well, thank you. Yes. So I got my business degree and then got my design degree.
She didn't say where she went.
Oh, Georgia State.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
we're state. We're state fans. Okay.
Yes, Georgia State. We're got
state
my business
fans.
Degree.
Okay.
And then started doing an assistant position with a designer, just to see how I liked it. Why I started school for design.
Right.
Loved it. She said, "I can't hire you as a designer yet until you have your degree." So that pushed me to move forward. Got my design degree and then just kind of took off from there. Worked for a couple of designers, got the experience, and then. Yeah, just freelance with different contractors.
Can we say this has been a life passion, sort
yes.
of, kind of?
Yes, yeah, yeah. No, I
You wanted
been.
To do this for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I
You're
knew,
still a young woman, but yeah. you still want to do it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. When I was younger, I knew I wanted to, because I was always in the house wanting to move things.
Were you the little girl with the Barbie house, and you're moving the furniture
exactly.
around?
She was,
yes,
she was.
Yes.
You know, Tom was as well.
Darn right I was. Oh, and I would vacuum the carpet, and I wouldn't let anyone walk on my rugs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at eight.
Yeah. Yes.
Or something.
You took pride in that.
Darn right I did. And I still do. Don't be walking on my rugs, people.
That's
wow,
awesome.
that went down the rabbit hole real fast. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for that help.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what he's here for. What areas do you work within?
So I go pretty much everywhere in this area.
Where the money calls.
Yes, where the money calls. Brazelton, Buford, Suwanee, Sugar Hill, Winder, Athens, Gainesville. So yeah, as long as the project's, you know, big enough, then
it's got to be worthwhile.
Yeah, of course.
If you're going to spend an hour traveling.
Exactly, because that's pretty common around here, so yes.
Now, do you tend to work with themes? Do clients come to you and say, you know, I kind of want this part of the house to be something modern or a jungle. I don't know about a jungle theme, but I mean, I don't know.
Farmhouse. There's a lot of different farmhouse, styles.
Farmhouse. Southern.
Yeah, Southern.
Northeastern. Yeah.
Shabby chic. Yeah.
I don't know much about that, but yes. That was the next one I was going to name, of course. Question. I'm a guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you design bar rooms? And seriously.
Yeah. Man cave. That's
down,
a big
down
one.
Down in the basement?
Down in the basement most of the time. Or they have like a shed or a garage that they want to turn into.
Outdoor kitchens? Do you dabble?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Wow. She's speaking our language, Mike.
Done a couple of those.
Okay. I'm going to write my address down.
Yeah. Please do.
Oh, wow. Seriously, though. You do all that.
Yeah.
What's one of the oddest things maybe? Maybe odd to me. Maybe not odd to the owner.
Yes. I had someone want to turn an old barn into an art studio.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
was
cool.
Yeah, that was
that's
a cool
odd.
Concept.
That's cool. Yeah,
that was a really cool concept. But even lately, I've gotten more into staging for real estate agents, which I didn't. I kind of fell into that by accident. That's become pretty interesting because I didn't expect to get into that. But
is that a good market for you?
It's a very good market.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of real estate agents need help because they don't want to go in and offend the client.
Right.
And
they blame it on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, well, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, so Jamie said that Ingram woman, you know, is her. You know. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Hire the professional to take care of that. So,
yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize how they have to declutter and depersonalize a house when they go up for sale or pictures. There's nothing worse than looking online for a house. And what will turn them off the most, the quickest, is if it's junked up, cluttered up. You can't even see the floors or the bed or whatever. So
you can't see the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the furniture.
Yeah.
You see the whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm dabbling a little bit of everything. You know, cool. Restorations, home restorations, new builds. I just have myself open for whatever could be the next challenge.
Awesome. Awesome. How do the folks find you? How do they get a hold of you?
So I've gotten a lot of contractors that I do freelance work with.
Okay.
They've given out a lot of my business cards because a lot of the contractors, they don't want to help the client pick out the materials. They just want to install them. They don't want to have to worry about finding, you know, and helping them out with colors and tile and grout. So I get a lot of work from several contractors in the area. And then, of course, I'm on the social media, Google. I have a Google business page, so that's helped a lot, too. And then word of mouth and referrals.
J.I. Design?
Yep, J.I. Designs.
Just Google it, folks.
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you for stopping by the table.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
You survived.
Yes.
You did good.
Thank you.
Folks, we will be back.